Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
It's Jerry the Pacemaker, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry with a G. So from the Wayback Machine, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's for the age of the customer. Bob Bly is our guest. He says we should always be marketing. And that's what we're going to talk about this segment again. He's the author of Don't Wear a Cowboy Hat Unless You Are a Cowboy, and other grumblings from a cranky curmudgeon. Robert W. Bly is the name on the book, and as well as many other books that he has written. Folks, go to his Robert Bly YouTube channel. Is it Bob Bly or Robert Bly on the YouTube?
It's Bob.
Bob Bly on the YouTube channel. Find his video on Always Be Marketing. I promise you, you'll like it. It's really cool. He does a good job. A lot of production value. And then Bly.com for your regular website, right, Bob?
Yes.
All right. So talk to us some more. Give us some more tips and best practices on how to always be marketing.
Well, one you had mentioned on the break that people are concerned about money, and small businesses say, well, we have such a tight budget, we really can't afford marketing. What I do tell very small businesses, solopreneurs, doctor's offices, chiropractors, and mom and pops, I say whatever money you do spend on marketing should be risk capital. And by that I mean you could afford to lose the entire amount and you can still pay the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't, if I have a client who wants me to do marketing and I feel they, if they lose the money, they'll go out of business or they won't eat, I won't take the job. It has to be risk capital. The second thing is when someone says, well, I don't have money, I say, it'd be nice to have time and money to do marketing. You don't need both. You could do it with either one. You could, if you don't have money, there's low-cost, no-cost marketing we can teach you that you can do by yourself, but you have to put in the effort. Or if you got money, you can do regular marketing, which costs some money, and we'll do it for you. But you can't have neither. If you have no time and no money, as some people tell me, then my answer is you can't do marketing.
Well, if you have no time and no money for marketing, then you're about to become extinct.
That's right.
That is a definition of on life support. That's when you need some kind of a living will or something for your business.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And folks, that's tough love, but that's the way it is. And you know what? I know what that looks like, Bob. I've had my tough times in my business, and as most small business owners have. But so let's just talk to us about some other things. When you say always be marketing, what are some specific things that we should be doing with marketing?
Well, there used to be an old rule about how much you have to be marketing. I don't know if you know this one, the rule of seven. You remember Jeffrey Lantz?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Jeffrey said the rule of seven. This was pre-internet. He said, people would say to him, well, how often do I have to market, Jeffrey? I can't do it all the time. I don't have the money. He'd say, you have to contact your prospect seven times within an 18-month period.
They have to come in contact with you. They have to know about you.
There
needs
to
be some
you.
Kind of a connection where they're aware of you, whether you contact them or they see you somewhere, right? That's what it includes,
right.
All that.
So, yeah. So that used to be very difficult to implement. But now, actually, in the internet era, if you start a monthly e-newsletter and you do nothing else, and that's dirt cheap, and you get people to opt into your list, those prospects are going to hear from you not seven times in 18 months. They're going to hear from you 12 times in 12 months. You'll beat the rule of seven with that. And e-newsletter marketing is one of the most effective and low-cost marketing methods on the planet.
I've been talking about this week, and I'm going to keep talking about it. I don't go to a lot of restaurants for lunch. I usually stay in and work over the lunch hour. But I went out recently, and I went to a restaurant that has a real nice lunch menu. They have a different thing every week. Every weekday, they have a different lunch menu. Well, I like their meals. I like their food. I like the service. But when I left, they didn't ask me if I would mind them reaching out to me. Could they have my email, or would I follow them on Twitter so that they could remind me every day what was on their menu?
There's a very successful...
If they had asked me, I would have given it to them, because then about 11 o'clock in the morning, they could have sent me a little notice. Hey, Jim, we got meatloaf today. And I would have, I could have either trashed it or responded to it, but that would have kept me in them, them in my mind.
Yeah, I mean, email marketing, people argue about this. You read in some marketing magazines, people say email is dead. It's social media, it's blogging. No, email, in my humble opinion, is still the killer app on the internet.
There's no question. But not to people you don't know as much as people who you've got to know. The fact that I came in their building and they let me leave without any kind of connection, any kind of even asking, would you mind if we could I have your card?
Yeah, and in the old days, they were actually better about this. Do you remember you would go into a local shop, and they'd have, this is pre-internet, they'd have a little guest book for you to sign.
Absolutely, absolutely. But they literally, and guess what? I looked around. This was good food, Bob. It was good service. The price was right. It was a fresh meal just for that day. And you know what? I looked around. The place was not full. I wonder why.
Yep. Well, since the prices are, the food is right, and I assume the service was good.
Yes.
And you like the ambiance.
The only
missing ingredient then is the marketing.
People are so busy they don't have. It's not my job to wake up thinking about the people I do business with every morning. It's their job to remind me of them, isn't it?
I like that. I want to steal that.
Yeah. It's in the book, by the way. Hey, Bob, give us the website again, please.
It's www.bly.com.
Bly.com, and also his YouTube channel. Be sure to go watch that Always Be Marketing video on Bob Bly's YouTube channel. Bob, thanks again for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Bob Bly. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.